Welcome to Grandma and Her Gummies, a fun and educational podcast about real-life cannabis stories and lessons for safer cannabis use for everyone. If you're looking for ways to ease pain, inflammation, anxious feelings, or just want to chill and get better sleep, we'll share with you the latest scientific research and tips about cannabis products and innovation, which just might help improve your quality of life. Listen in for the basics about cannabis and walk away with important resources and education. But most of all, have fun and enjoy the cannabis stories. Want to share your cannabis story? Contact us at grandmaandhergummies.com.
Hello to my cannabis curious listeners. Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm Steve with the Cannabis Wellness Group and the host of Grandma and Her Gummies, our fun educational podcast with real life cannabis stories and products for safe and effective cannabis use. As I like to say, it's not about getting high. It's about getting better. Better sleep, better relief, and a better quality of life. We have a great episode for you today, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to Catherine Golden, the founder and CEO of Leaf 411. It's the nation's first cannabis nurse hotline. That's right. There's a hotline that you can call, staffed by registered nurses who will take your basic questions and help you begin your journey on cannabis wellness. It's an exciting episode. You'll learn what are the top conditions people are looking to treat, what are the top questions they ask, and a trove of resources you can find and do research on your own. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Catherine. Catherine, please tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and the history and why you formed this really important resource for everybody.
Well, hello. Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. And I'm excited to be here and share my 5-6 years of hotline wisdom with your audience. So I have been a registered nurse for 27 years. I have been in cannabis nursing for about 7 of those. When I started as a cannabis nurse, I saw that there was a real disconnect as far as affordability and accessibility to information about how to use a cannabis plant safely and effectively by a licensed medical professional. So I started leaf411.org, a 501c3 nonprofit, about 5 years ago to make sure that anyone and everyone had access to affordable cannabis education from a medical provider.
You know, the thing that I like to think about is it's a hotline. And there are so many people out there now with access to cannabis in general. And certainly for those of us that want to use it for medicinal purposes, we have questions. Some of them are basic, I'm sure. But when it gets into contraindications and a bunch of more detailed, important questions, that's where, for me, a hotline with registered cannabis nurses comes into play. So I applaud your mission. And again, it's great for you to share what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about kind of the reach that you guys have in terms of, you know, callers per month. Who are they? What are the questions they ask?
Sure. Yeah. So right now we have about 300 to 500 calls and chats coming in per month from people all across the country. We are a national organization. So that means that they're calling from legal or non-legal states. We've seen the evolution of the calls change over time. When I first started this, it was just myself on the hotline and answering calls. And it was disheartening because I was learning that our entire country is in some type of pain, whether it be physical pain or emotional pain. People were looking for an alternative to treat their pain. Typically, when you have chronic pain, you're using higher and higher milligrams of pharmaceuticals, and those provide stronger and stronger side effects. So wanting to incorporate cannabis is a wonderful journey to see if you can reduce the amount of opioids or something else that you're using to treat that pain and seeing if it could be just as effective or more effective. And it's incredible the calls that we get. So our calls range from everything. The most, I think our number one is always pain, some type of physical pain. Number two is a mental pain, whether that's depression, anxiety, any kind of emotional pain like that. Unfortunately, what's really coming strong right now as far as amount of calls we get is in cancer. And that's hard. It's really hard to hear. All types of cancer too. So those are kind of the main topics we hear on a day-to-day basis.
I remember you saying a little bit about your demographic. Is that something like 60% or more of the callers are over 50? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. 60% of our callers are over the age of 50, 55. So with a really strong amount in kind of that 65 to 70 range. Mm. And, you know, we know as nurses, well, it's, you know, when you become an older adult, polypharmacy takes place. So that's using multiple different pharmaceuticals. So how do you navigate through that? And that's one of the things that I think as an older adult, you start looking at your bedside table or your kitchen counter and saying, oh, wow, you know, I've got 10 bottles now, you know, I want to start reducing that and maybe using something that's much safer. So yeah, so our audience is all over the board, but mostly in the older adult. We take demographic information, so we kind of learn who is looking at cannabis across the country.
Mm. That's great, because it really overlaps well with our listenership of Grandma and Her Gummies. And that's why we created it, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are eating and enjoying, or trying, shall we say, to enjoy cannabis. And sometimes it's too potent. It's too strong. They eat that gummy that was just way too much THC or something like that. So to have an educated and professional nurse hotline like yours is such a resource. So thank you again. And, you know, the questions you get probably drive a little bit about the way that you either train or, you know, guide the team to address them. You know, tell us a little bit about the most interesting questions you've received, or some of the, you know, more interesting scenarios that come through.
Yeah. So I think, you know, right off the bat, we have people say, you know, I want to look into using cannabis, but I don't want to get high. You know, that's their first thing. I don't want to get high. And I think that as much as this has been around now, talked about as medicine, there's still that misinformation that people have, that thinking, oh, I have to get high to have cannabis be effective. And that's one of the things we like to educate really strongly on, is actually in the cannabis arena, less is more. We try to actually educate people who are overusing and overconsuming and saying, this isn't working for me anymore, to understand that, well, it's because our system doesn't need that much. And so we need to kind of reset the system. We've had calls. I mean, I'll always remember the one that I got a call late at night, and it was from a woman saying, you know, I just bought a candy bar at a dispensary. I forgot what the, you know, young person told me, do I eat the entire bar or do I just eat one square? You know, and so that I jumped on right away and I said, let me help prevent an ER visit, because that's where my goal, my dream, you know, if I had a magic wand, my wish would be that every state would at least have some kind of campaign that they say, hey, you can, there's a Leaf 411 cannabis nurse hotline, please call them before you consume, because that's the problem. We, you know, too many people are having to have those emergency room visits that didn't need to, because they didn't know. Even one 10 milligram gummy, so like here in the state of Colorado where I reside, the suggested serving size is 10 milligrams. Well, gosh, that would knock anybody off the rocker. You know, anyone for a first time user,
right,
be like, oh, that's just too much, you know? And then there's that disappointment and that fear, like, oh, that was a bad experience, I don't want to do that again. So we want to get to you before you do that, just to remind you, like, okay, let's start really low with that. Gummies are a great place to start, especially for an older adult, because they're easy to cut. Chocolates get a little melty, you know, tinctures are sometimes really hard because your dexterity gets a little challenging, because if there's arthritis issues in your hands and you're trying to push down and twist the bottle and then look at the dropper with these little tiny marks, let's say, you know, 0.25, 0.5, but we can help you with that. So that's where we like to guide someone if they're a first time consumer and saying, I need something for sleep. Okay, what should I take? Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's look at something that's easily dosed for you. And once we find that perfect combination of the right cannabinoid, which means which part of the plant. Is it CBD? Is it THC, CBN, CBG? Once we find that right recipe, and that's what we use a lot, let's help you find the right recipe, the right ingredients that's going to work for your body. Then you can choose the route that speaks to you most. So say you start off on gummies and you're like, okay, I like that, but maybe I don't like the sugar. Great. Now that you know that equal amount of CBD and THC works for you, now you can maybe try a capsule. It's more familiar, feels like medicine, and maybe that's where your comfort is. Or, you know, maybe you would rather have that chocolate piece at night. But since we found the recipe and the right ingredients, it's easier now to walk into any dispensary and say, this is exactly what I need.
That's great. It's the advice is so important for anybody that's even starting, or it sounds like perhaps you may get repeat callers. Is that true, where they start on something and then maybe a month later they come back and you're helping them dial it in?
Yes, yes. We get repeat callers quite often. So, you know, for example, I have someone that was calling me and saying, you know, I've been taking a huge amount of CBD and THC every night for a few months now, and I'm not feeling as well. And when I was told the amount of THC this person was taking every night, I was like, wow, number one, THC in that amount is not ideal for anxiety, just not, because it can actually make it worse. Let's dial that all the way down to very small amounts. We're talking 1-2 milligrams versus 30 milligrams. And then let's replace it with more CBD. They call back the next week and said, wow, that was amazing. I had no idea that CBD was actually the part of the plant that would help with my anxiety more. And I feel so much better. So, you know, with repeat callers, we get that follow-up that we can, you know, keep an eye on and track. And then we encourage people to follow up with us so we can hear. It's called anecdotal. You know, anecdotal information is key, because now you're really hearing what truly people are using and what their successes are and what the failures are. So that way you can help our education and help us guide people more accurately.
That's great. I mean, what I hear is that, you know, what you take is as much, and it's sometimes more important than how much you take, in the sense that it makes sure it's, you understand exactly the dose. And that's why, like you said, gummies, you might be able to cut them up. We did that for my 88-year-old dad. Dad, start with a half of this, real easy. We cut it in half. And, you know, and then the idea of THC versus CBD is a big issue we're finding in our community, because people, they're now starting to understand the difference, THC being the psychoactive component that gets you high, and then CBD, not psychoactive, perhaps more medicinal. Are you seeing a trend toward people calling in more toward one cannabinoid or the other, or what are they asking for, and what are you seeing as a trend?
Yeah, I'd say it started out, 5 years ago, the, you know, public thinking that THC you had to have, but you had to have in large doses, and there was a fear around it. So what I think people are learning now is you want as many parts of the plant in your medicine as possible, because they synergistically help each other. And so I think people are starting to realize that. One thing we really speak to is THC is not evil. It's not, you know, people were thinking that's there's CBD is a medicinal part, THC is the part that just is for fun. Right. It's not true, because there's a lot of pain patients that you absolutely have to have THC. It works on your receptors just like your pain medicine does. CBD is wonderful for the inflammation. So gosh, imagine together, that now is your home run, tackling the inflammation and the pain that comes along with your ailment. So it's really, I see the public opening their minds now to, okay, THC isn't evil, but the way I stay away from that impairment is keeping it low. I think what's really fascinating too is there's more self-education. So people are coming to us already knowing that, well, what's the CBG, cannabigerol, I'm hearing about? And we're like, wow, this is fantastic. Let's educate. And then also with the misinformation, like, oh, well, I heard I should just take CBN for sleep. We're like, you know, not really. You know, the study that everyone was talking about a couple of years ago, if you actually looked and dove into the evidence, they were using CBN along with THC. That's why there was a success there. But then the way it was reported was like, CBN is now the sleeping molecule. Well, No. So that's where we as nurses look at the evidence. You know, everything we guide has to be evidence-based. So that's what we do. We look at all the evidence that's out there, keep up with all the current studies and anecdotal information and clinician information, and guide that way.
Excellent. Well, as I like to remind the listeners, I'm not a doctor, and I always guide and advise people to talk to their doctors or their healthcare professional. And in this case, this is why I'm so excited for them to know about your services, and it's a nurse network, and you're an RN in addition to being CEO of the company. And I know your staff are all trained nurses, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
And how do you guide them in terms of that next phase? If they're not living close by, or they have to, you know, engage with their own doctors, is there a specific resource you give them, or what's the guidance?
Yeah. So like I said, we work within our nurse's scope and standard of practice. So there is a time, whether, you know, we're in the hospital with you or we're, you know, on a cannabis nurse hotline, that we will be honest and say, look, you have what we call comorbidities, which just means you have multiple ailments. That gets complicated. So, you know, there's a point where you really may not be as successful self-medicating, and you need to go to an advanced cannabis clinician, whether it's a nurse practitioner or an MD or a DO. You need someone that will say, okay, I'm going to take you into my practice now, and I'm going to hold your hand week to week and give you that exact dosing. So we do tell all of our callers and our chat users when it's time that they need to do that. And then we give them the resources to do that. So on leaf411.org, we have a list of resources that are cannabis clinicians. Every brand, every dispensary, every clinician on our website has been vetted by our registered nurse team, meaning we make sure we look that the brands have the COAs, you know, and compliant, and the, you know, as much as we can, and say, at least we provided you a resource. We have Excellent. A wonderful Leaf library also that's accessible to anyone for free. They go on, click on the Leaf library. You can type in any term you want. So you can say fibromyalgia, or you can say pain or insomnia, and you will get up-to-date studies and easy-to-read articles that are out there that we've collected and put them on that, in that library. Also resources if you need to know what compassion care programs are out there, what discounts are out there. We try to put everything in our Leaf library.
Excellent. Wow, what a great resource. You know, as a corporate sponsor and a corporate partner, the Cannabis Wellness Group and Grammar & Gummies are doing our part to try to support you, not only through our partnership, but also we want people to go there. So in addition to a link on our website at grammar-gummies.com, they can find you through a hyperlink. But why don't you tell the listeners how they can find you, and, you know, what's the best way? You mentioned phone calls or chats. What's the easiest way for them to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, I would say the number one easiest way is making an appointment on your schedule, because then you know you're at home, you can focus, you have a pen and pencil, you have a pad and pencil ready to take notes. That you can do by going on our website, on our homepage, leaf411.org. That's leaf411.org. There's a big white Let's Talk button. You click that, it goes right to our scheduling app. So we do ask for a $25 donation if that is something that you can afford. If you can't, no problem. We don't say no to anyone. So then you would call our 800 number, 844-LEAF-411. That is always free, will always be forever free. And you can leave a message saying, unfortunately, I can't afford the $25, but I would love to talk to a nurse. We will call you back. We call everyone back within 24 to 48 hours. We could either help you schedule it by providing that call for free. Or if you have a quick question, you can always call the hotline. So if it's a long question, you know, some more in depth, you need 30 minutes, schedule it. It's a wonderful service. And then the hotline is always available, 844-LEAF-411, for those quick questions. And then also there's a chat feature on our homepage. Our nurses are watching all of them. If they're busy, it guides you to say, please leave a message and we'll get right back to you.
Oh, that's great. And I would venture to say that a piece of advice to any of the listeners thinking about calling you, and if it is about their other medications, have a list of that medication, what you take and the dosage, right? To help share that with the nurse so that you can guide them accordingly. Is that right?
Yeah. So it, you know, when we do the guidance calls, you know, that's where we get more in depth. If they're just a quick call, you know, on the hotline, hey, what's the difference between THC, CBD? Those are easy. They don't have to have all that lined up. So it all depends on, you know, how deep of a dive we're going to take into their question. So yes, more information is always easiest, and then we'll guide accordingly.
Excellent. Well, this is terrific. And I just want to again say thank you for what you do in the industry. You know, you're in Colorado, but you have a global reach. Anyone can reach out and help you. You're a national and global resource. And as you say on your website, you were the first cannabis nurse network. And I think that's just terrific. Do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share before we complete our talk today?
You know, one of the things that I like to tell all of our callers is, you know, cannabis has one of the highest safety profiles. So, you know, really let's start taking that heavy burden off their shoulders with that nervousness about entering into the cannabis arena. It's such a safe and gentle plant that most people can incorporate it into their regimen. And we 100% always suggest that you tell your entire clinician team what you're using, but we will give you that language. And that's where, you know, people get nervous. Like, how do I talk to my doctor? I've had him for years and he might have some stigma around this. We can help you with that language. So reach out to us anytime. That's lee411.org. We can only do this by the support of fantastic organizations, just like the Cannabis Wellness Group. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us and seeing the value in cannabis public education.
Excellent. Well, thanks again to you. And we're going to have some interesting topics and future upcoming episodes that we may would like you to come back and talk Absolutely. About them. So until then, I wish you and all of our listeners peace and good cannabis health.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Grandma and Her Gummies. If you like what you heard, the best thing you can do is share this episode with your friends and family. And be sure to follow and review us at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in. To learn more about resources and products for safe and effective cannabis use, or to share your cannabis story, visit our website at grandmaandhergummies.com.